We're joining Susan Murray now on a farm visit. The story starts near the end of May.
Hello.
Look totally different to New Zealand Romney and the other the sheep that we have over our hills and properties. These sheep really don't know that they're sheep. Oh, they're walking away. They're very quiet. Oh, here they come, yes. They're like our dairy cows. They're quiet. Soon as generally, and especially in the milking season, soon as they see us walking to the gate, they'll bring themselves, expecting us to open the gate because we're going to go somewhere. And, they take themselves from the yard, up the ramp onto the platform, and, yeah.
Yes, they go up to the platform because they get, you know, different sorts of feed.
In shed feeding.
Yeah. So they love that. That's like their dessert. They're out here having the main course, this beautiful grass that we grow, and then go in the shed and have all the goodies.
And those are mainly East Frisian sheep that we're meeting there. We're also with Onuku Māori Lands Trust trustee Tina Nate, Trust Chair Barnett Virko, and Trust General Manager Angela Farikura. And we're looking at some of the 1,800 sheep the Trust is running on one of its farms half an hour south of Rotorua, near Rerewhakaitu. They've had two seasons milking sheep here. The first sod was turned in December 2019 to convert one of their four bovine farms to an ovine one. And the timing couldn't have been worse. COVID arrived, but so too were 1,400 pregnant ewes by mid-August 2020. Regardless of the challenges, that deadline had to be met. And it was. 72 bale rotary and covered lambing sheds were done. The Onuku Trust hopes it's paving the way for other Māori trusts in the central North Island to look at sheep milking as a business. Tina says it's hopefully a sound financial diversification, but that's not the main reason for developing the sheep milking platform.
We've been very conscious of what's happening in the environment with our farming, and with, at that time, four cow dairy farms, we were getting increasingly concerned about our footprint, you know, the nitrates, water use, all of those things, and the dairy sheep, indications were it was going to be much better. And so now, second season, we're definitely seeing the benefits of that. I mean, water use has been 35% reduction, that's amazing. Nitrates is considerably less. We're not seeing so much shift in phosphate, however, you know, they're still trying to do the formula to gauge that. And the same with greenhouse gases. We're currently monitoring that to see whether we've got any gain. So environmentally, this is a better use for our land and for the environment generally.
And the other thing is that it does actually increase the number of staff. So we're offering more employment. So whereas this farm originally had two people employed full-time, we've now got four full-time, plus all the casuals that come through, which can be up to, 12 people, you know, during lamb rearing, and another few casuals that come in. So we're offering a lot more employment, both, you know, housed on farm and also drive-in staff that we're giving to people in the area. So,
as a group of trustees, that's what we wanted to achieve. You know, there's more to life than money. And we've got communities like Kaingaroa and Minganui and Murupara that have really benefited from getting some casual work with us.
We plan in 25, 50, 100-year plans, Māori do, and so this is about us further diversifying.
It's an exciting industry for people who want to get into to something that's innovative, and that has a huge future. We've had people who've come from the dairy industry across and found it so interesting, just the different system, the sheep, etc.
This is a huge investment, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, this is $3.5 million to set this up.
Wow.
We went for a hybrid model because we were concerned about the welfare of the animals. So for us, it was also about, we didn't want, you know, this is pretty cold climate and pretty hot in summer. So this way they get sheltered, the sheep can come in and out, and we just felt it was better.
And hybrid meaning what? They get a bit of grass, but they're also indoors.
Yes.
Is it?
Yep. Yes. Yep. Yes. So we've got two big housing barns here, as you see, both 150 metres long each, and we can house our whole flock in there in adverse conditions. And in actual fact, just prior to lambing, they will move in. They're out on the paddocks now because look at the day; it's beautiful. And they lamb in there, and then, well, the lambs are eventually taken off their mothers, and the mums come through the milking shed, and the system starts over again.
And the other system, the other reason for the barns is in the heat of summer. We find that production certainly is a lot better if they're in the shade.
Because there's about a 3-4 degree drop in temperature, the summer temperature, being inside. And of course, these sheep, they are high production sheep. They're just like our dairy cows, you know, and they're bred to be milkers.
And how's it sort of gone? How's it been?
Oh, look, being Māori, we were very conservative with our plan, with our numbers, and as I say, we've just completed our second season, and both seasons, we've exceeded our numbers. I'll just leave it at that.
We're a very happy trust.
Yeah.
And did it, move.
Well, right, yeah, and did it take much convincing for the other trust beneficiaries that this was a good thing to do?
Well, so we're a what's called an Ahu Whenua Trust. So there's six of us appointed to work on the trust, the owner's behalf, and we've got a big ownership, some...
Or 4,700 owners.
So we don't go and ask them, but what we do is do really excellent due diligence, and the due diligence for this was took about 5 years. And we briefed the owners that we were considering this, but when it came to the decision to move, that was a decision for the trustees.
And how long is it going to take you to pay off all of this infrastructure?
Well, we're a big trust. Like I said, we've got three bovine dairy farms as well, as well as a big dry stock operation. So, yeah, we're a corporate farmer.
I suppose realistically, if it were just this, and based on the turnover now, we're probably looking at 12 years to repay that. But it's farming. Next week we could have a huge weather event and suddenly wipe us out for the next 6 months. So, you know, we're very cautious, yes.
Yeah. Should we walk down and have a bit of a look?
I'll leave mine here too. We won't forget it.
Actually, and Tina, as we're walking down to have a look at these sheep, there's also the Māori Agri Business Sheep Milk Collective. What's that?
So I'm the co-chair of that collective, and that's an initiative assisted by MPI, Ministry of Primary Industries, who gave us some funding to take about 20 quite large Māori trusts and incorporations and investigate whether this is a good land diversity for those trusts. And one of the drivers, of course, is the environmental footprint. So that's what set it off. But also, Ōnuku joined that collective because they're doing it. So we're able to actually prove what works and what doesn't, authenticate the numbers for conversion. So all of that has helped to make it a very strong collective. And just currently finishing, with the help of AgFirst, the investigation for every member on whether their land is suitable for conversion.
But wow, so that would be 20 different
potentially
farming units, potentially. And how's it? Yes, okay.
Yeah, so covering maybe, you know, we think maybe in the next 3 to 5 years, between the collective, we could be milking 15,000 ewes.
15,000 ewes. What area are those collectives in? Like, they range from sort of here up to Hauraki?
Yeah, the first one is sort of down Hauraki way. Yeah, over to Taupō and across here to, actually to Murupara, because we've got Ngāti Whare involved, yeah. So out of that has driven a whole lot of other parts we're investigating with ag research, like what are we going to do with rams, you know?
Yes.
So sheep doesn't always give you a little girl. And so what do we do with those rams? Because euthanasia is not acceptable to us as Māori, so we want to find out an alternative. Wool. An awful lot of wool kind of be coming out of it. And the other thing is food, what grains, bedding. So we think there might be a whole lot of byproducts that could come out of dairy sheep. So that's part of the collective.
And you'll see here, so that the Wisconsin's bedding that we have, which is the large bales at the end there, It's a type of grass, very, very tall, almost like an elephant grass, that is used for bedding. And as it breaks down, as we roll it out during the season, we clean the barns out, and that goes off to make lovely compost.
Right, of course.
So if a small trust with less money, they might want to just raise the lambs. You know, there's an industry there growing miscanthus bedding. So we're grateful for the money that we've received from MPI, and we believe we're using it really wisely. And we've got Ag First and Trade and Enterprise New Zealand helping us as well.
And where are the markets at the moment?
Well, mostly, well, spring sheep are doing dried milk powder, aren't they? Are they doing infant formula?
Mostly into Southeast Asia, Malaysia, Taiwan, those countries.
We'll go through this way and we can walk down to the flock down there. So here's our sheep.
And how does it feel to be part of this project?
Oh, amazing. Amazing. Just amazing.
Yeah, it's really exciting, and it's really wonderful as a Māori Land Trust to be part of something that's quite new. You know, I mean, relatively speaking, it's a new industry. Mm. Yeah, and it's been so successful. We've surrounded ourselves with great people, and boy, has that paid dividends.
Yeah.
And you the same?
Oh, look, yeah. I've been on this trust 20 years, and I've seen this trust really progress from what was a big dry stock operation to diversifying into dry stock plus bovine dairy, and also along the way planted out a Pinus radiata forest, and now into this industry of sheep milking. So we've been a very progressive trust.
And what are we looking at here, Angela?
Oh, actually, you could see across there, Sparkle. Sparkle's a little black sheep.
She's out there.
She's out there, yes.
One of that you helped bring into the world, Barnett.
One of the lambs that we reared in that first season, and she's out here now as the milking sheep.
And they're mixed age, these ewes?
Yep.
But you're finding that certainly as each year goes by, we're getting genetically better and better and better, so the production is increasing. And we're very surprised, well, we're pleasantly surprised by how that's going.
Yes.
It's quicker than expected.
It's now the fourth week of July on the Onuku Trust Farm, and activity has ramped up a peg or three. Farm manager Rudolf van Zijdem has swapped kids for lambs, and there are already 720 young ones in the barn. How are you finding lambing? Because, you know, you've come from a goat farm, haven't you? So kidding compared with lambing.
Yeah. It's much of a muchness, Sue. Things are going pretty good. Thank goodness we didn't come from a cow farm, because we've got a lot of little peens and a lot of animals in the barn at the moment.
And you'll end up with what, 2,800 in here at the end?
2,800 near the end, yep. Yeah, probably just over, but yeah, we're budgeting on 2,800.
It's a lot of lambs, isn't it?
Oh yeah, there's a lot of lambs on the ground, I'll tell you what.
And how many staff have you got in here?
Got six backpackers that's helping us at the moment. One of the local ladies and then my wife.
What do you enjoy about this bit of the season?
It's just nice to see the lambs on the ground. Oh, they're magnificent animals, and when they run around in their groups, it's really awesome. And then all your hard work for the season all coming together. I think that's what the main one is for us, yeah.
And how long will they stay in this barn here?
In this barn here, they'll probably stay here for probably a good 4 to 6 weeks. And then we've got space that we can run them indoors and outdoors.
Do you watch them 24 hours a day?
No, we try and we've got to give the people a break too, so we usually watch, we start 5 o'clock in the morning, so the first eyes go over them at 5 o'clock in the morning, and then we finish off at about 7:30 at night, so that's usually where the last job we do is just walk through them and make sure everything is happy and healthy.
Rudolf van Zijdem, talking to Susan Murray. The last lambs will be arriving towards November.